Jim Belushi.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Connecticut, right?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
You are
talking to Connecticut.
Yep.
I love Connecticut, man. That's one of the new cannabis states, right?
Yes, it is.
I like that. That's the headline for you.
Well, you know, it's about entrepreneurship, you know?
Yeah.
It's about cannabis. It's about the healing powers of cannabis. Come on, man. It's all about that.
I hear
How long have you been into this?
I've been farming and cultivating for 7 years in Southern Oregon.
Wow.
Okay, so this isn't just something you woke up and decided to do. You were into this for a while.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I started it as like a business, you know, like the big green rush, you know. I got this farm in Oregon and, you know, 90 acres, what am I going to grow? And cannabis became legal, and I was like, wow, new agriculture. So I started growing just medical, you know, like 12 plants and got up to about 48. And the relationship with this plant, I got to tell you, it just took me on a journey, man. I've been on this journey ever since, and it's now a large grow, and we're servicing, I'm in 12 states now, servicing Oregon. Not in Connecticut yet, though.
Yet.
No, I don't think we can take weed from other states, can we?
No. Yeah, there's a problem there because Northern California and where I grow in Oregon, Southern Oregon, I mean, it is the Napa Valley of cannabis. It's the best. And the states really don't want it to go federal because we will be shipping all of the weed to the rest of the United States.
Why, is it because of the soil or something?
It's like God on the seventh day was walking to take a nap, and he dragged his hand across that one parallel, you know, that parallel between, like, Napa and about 20 miles north of me, all the way across the Midwest, across Illinois, all the way to Bordeaux and Burgundy. I mean, it is the best growing soil, sun. We had 292 days of sun.
Wow. Okay.
Perfect moisture in the air. I mean, it is like, it's the primo spot. That's why grapes grow so well there. And
apparently buds do.
You know, I was happy about Connecticut and legal marijuana until I just talked to you. And now I'm like, we're getting ripped.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Yeah.
I want the good stuff.
I want good weed.
I want the Napa stuff.
My point being, that's why it'll never go federal because the states don't want to give up that tax dollar because they charge so much. You know?
Yeah, it is a lot.
Listen, I have to say a couple things here.
Okay.
I have to qualify this because there are some beautiful growers that are growing interior cannabis in other states. It's indoor, you know, where the environment is completely controlled.
Yeah.
It's like, you know,
we have some in Connecticut that are very, very good. Yeah.
And I have this one strain, Captain Jack, that originated. That's the guy, right? Originated in Afghanistan, but was brought to Connecticut.
Wow.
And was bred there for a long time. So, you know, it is in the right parallel.
Jim Belushi's on. And so you built this farm 7 years ago, grown weed. It becomes a real thing. And then now it's also a television show.
Oh, yeah. This is our third season. We're in our, I guess, tomorrow night is our fourth episode. No, wait, tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
Is our fourth episode on Discovery.
You clearly grow great weed.
Yeah. It's a fun journey. I mean, it's got a combination of great humor. It's really funny between me and my cousin Chris.
Cool.
You know, it's really good entertainment. And it also has a great processing because I believe if you understand cannabis, it'll bring confidence to cannabis. So we literally show how it's grown, nutrients we use, the safety, the protocols, the testing, and how to use it. And so, you know, a lot of people that want to kind of come back to it but are nervous about it, I think this is kind of educates them a little bit about where it is now and where it's going.
Do you get to test it yourself?
The other thing is, it's really about the mission from God, you know, the Blues Brothers' mission from God.
Oh, yeah. put the band back together. Yep.
The healing properties, you know, the healing properties of cannabis. You know?
Jim Belushi's on the phone right now. And speaking of the Blues Brothers, you guys are getting back together, right?
Always getting back together.
Always.
Always trying to get the band together, man.
That's the best possible answer.
Yeah, we've been playing for, Danny and I have been doing it for 25 years.
Wow.
We play up by you guys. Now we play in Long Island. We play in Staten Island. Wow. We play in Long Island quite a bit.
Why wouldn't you come to Connecticut?
Yeah.
I haven't gotten an offer.
Oh, here's your offer.
There you go.
let's talk about the offer. Let's see, hotel, you know. M&M's in the green room, the whole thing, right?
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we'll work that out.
The really green room.
Well, did you have any hesitation when you were offered to take your brother's spot in Blues Brothers?
Are you kidding me? I fought with Danny.
There you go. There you go. So let me know.
Danny wanted me to do it, right? He wanted me to do this. Yeah. This benefit in Canada at Ottawa University went to, and I went, no, Danny, come on, man. No, Jimmy, you know the Blues Brothers needs the blood. I am the legacy, and you are the blood. I go, no, this was you and John, man. I can't pick up a sword. I can't pick up a cheeseburger. I can't do Marlon Brando impressions. John just took everything away. You know, I got to find my own place, you know.
I'll see. Jimmy.
No, Jimmy, no. It's like a law firm. You know, when a partner goes down, the son or the brother takes over. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to keep it. It's not about your brother John. It's about keeping the legacy of the Blues alive and keeping brother Jake alive. Well, you've got to join the Blues Brothers. It needs a Belushi. I go, but I can't play Jake. No, not Jake Blues. No, you're the long-lost brother that I find in the caverns of Albania. You don't speak English, but I found you, and you come, and your name is Zurshida.
Nah.
Brother Z.
Nice.
Brother Z, Zurshida. And I said, you don't think it's weird for me to do the Blues Brothers? Absolutely not.
Wow.
Yep. I went, well, if you don't think it's weird, I don't know why I think it's weird.
Seriously, right?
Jimmy, let's join the Blues and keep the spirit of Jake Blues and all these men and women that sing blues alive. All right, Danny. It's the best trip I've been on, man.
Awesome. That's awesome, man. A great Dan Aykroyd impersonation, by the way.
I hang with him a little bit.
I pictured him when he was talking.
It almost sounds like it should be said over the opening music as they introduce you.
Right.
That's like the album intro.
Please welcome to the stage the Blues Brothers. The original, not the imitation. The original legacy and the blood brother of Jake Blues. Please welcome to the stage. Yeah, he does that whole thing.
Wow.
That's
but the irony is that he had me doing 10 songs, and he sang Rubber Biscuit. I'm like,
you did all the work.
Danny, I'm working my ass off. He goes, Jimmy, do you remember the Blues Brothers? How many songs did I sing?
It's true. He was mostly silent.
I said,
he just played the harp.
I am the MC, Jimmy. You've got to carry the show.
Right? Yeah. Does he still do the whole thing with the briefcase? Attached to his wrist, the handcuff.
Oh yeah, yeah, with his harmonica.
Yep. Awesome.
Well, I've gotten him now. He sings about half the songs, and we sing the rest kind of together. It took me a long time because I'm the Fred Mertz. I come and do my job and I leave.
So
I said, no, Danny. They want to see the legends sing. Come on, man. You got to sing a few more songs.
There you go. See? Nice.
I'm going to try to get you here in Connecticut. I got to let you go now so you can do your other deal. But, man, it's really cool to talk to you.
Yeah. We got to have you back.
Yeah. We'd love to have you back.
Hey, thanks for your support. And again, congratulations to Connecticut for stepping up and you know, moving into the mission from God and healing people with Alzheimer's and seizures and PTSD and sleeplessness and hopelessness and also feeling good.
Right. That's Connecticut.
And they just say,
they give you a warning, and then they just say, good night.
Right. Just for the record, we didn't hang up on your jeans.
You can't blame us on that one.
Right. Did the guy say good night? Good night.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.